Hey everyone, it's Grace. Welcome back to another episode of Hey LOL. And today I have one of my besties. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hey everybody, my name is Lauren. I'll promote all my shit at the end. I don't know if I'm allowed to curse on here, but I'll promote all my stuff at the end. But yeah, me and Grace met on the Ticky Tacky Clop app, Clock app.
Clop app. I'm calling it that now. But me and Lauren are besties. She's one of, or if not the most closest friend I've met through TikTok. We met through a little Harry Styles group chat.
Period.
We did, and we just found out we were from the same state, and now we have crippling attachment issues.
Yeah, I found out that Grace was from Pittsburgh, and I was like, oh my God, the Amish. And we literally went on about the Amish for probably like 20 to 30 minutes. Everybody just staring at us, like blinking. But it was so funny because, like, the first time we ever met, it was in one of our duplicity little Socratic seminars. And Kobe was like, oh, my friend Grace is going to join. We didn't really know who it was. And dang, Grace shows up. We're like, we were all like fangirling a little bit. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, stop. Not fangirling over little old me.
It's the TikTok fame, Grace.
Oh my God. The TikTok. I have like, I say this all the time. I have a droplet of clout, a droplet. Now, if Charli D'Amelio entered the chat, then I would perk up. I'd be like, hey, hey.
It's the Clop app clout.
Clop up clout. Oh, that's a good little. Plop up clout. Say that 5 times fast.
Even say it one time without stuttering. If you don't want to try me to have me try to do it 5 times.
Yeah, but we did in fact meet through that and duplicity. I get asked all the time in my comments, like, Grace, do you read duplicity? And I never answer. I'm like, y'all, it's up to the imagination.
You want to expose yourself like that on the main.
No, absolutely. I don't make a lot of Stan content, so I guess people just don't know Miss Stan until they go to my Twitter and then they're like, oh, okay.
Oh.
I see the mental illness.
I mean, they see other start what's it called? Facets of your mental illness on your TikTok, just not the Stan part.
Exactly. I'm multifaceted, but I'm only showing you one facet.
Oh, exactly. That's all that matters.
But me and Lauren have so much in common, it's literally sickening. Do you want to give them the rundown of all the things we have in common?
Oh boy. First of all, mental illness is a very big one. That's how we kind of bond. We have water signs in our big three. It's another form of mental illness, I believe. We are both One Direction, Harry Styles fans. We are Chris Evans and Marvel fans, as you heard in the last episode with Miss Emily. So you definitely have heard a good amount of that. You also heard my name a couple of times. So.
Yes, this is the Chris Evans breakdown, Lauren, if you're wondering.
Yes, and then also we have very much in common, but one of the big things is Miss Taylor Swift.
Miss Swift, and we're going to be diving in to Miss Swift and Harry
Diving
Potter.
in.
Harry Potter is another one that we went through
Harry
together.
Potter. Oh, Harry Potter was a trip.
It was a trip. It caused a lot of things ha to happen in the Lauren and Grace world.
In the Lauren and Grace world, there were mental breakdowns, there were tears, there's just a lot. It was a lot of things that happened, and good, bad, in between.
Yeah, but it was the tears over the Weasley twins was.
Oh, don't even get me started with that. If we want to bring Maya in to just talk about Fred Weasley's death for 2 hours, we could do that.
Yeah, we can just have a full episode if you guys would like of Miss Maya talking about
Fred
the Weasley.
Weasley.
Yeah, Fred Weasley for 50 minutes straight. She could probably go longer.
3 hours probably.
Yeah, I'd give her as much time as she needed to grieve.
Yes, another one is Twilight, definitely.
Oh, yeah, Twilight, Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson, Timothy Chalamet.
Chalamet.
Us bullying men together is one of my favorite things.
Yeah, I never realized how much of my TikTok comment was just content was just like bullying men, and I'm like, maybe I should tone it down.
I mean, one of your most like relevant videos is the skid marks video, so I mean, you really
That
shouldn't be that shocked.
was the worst thing I probably have ever done. I hate that's what I'm known for, and like, I hate it.
But that is your claim to fame.
It really is that a good claim to fame to have? Like, if people recognize me and they're like, oh, shit stain, men hater. Like, I don't want to be known as that. People are just like, this bitch has fatherly issues. We know.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is by this point. They can't really help it, can't really fight it.
I know, exactly. And I'm transparent.
Oh, yeah, you're completely transparent, like see-through.
Yeah, we're both transparent, I feel like, with
oh yeah,
both each other and our trauma.
Oh, yeah, I do not sugarcoat anything in any situation. Maybe I should, but I'm like, you know what? What's the point of sugarcoating if they need to hear it?
Exactly. And Miss Lauren is very good. I don't want to say you're good at handling conflict, but you kind of are. Like, when I see conflict, I just bow down. I'm like, I lose. But you're like, no, we're going to handle this like adults. Lauren is very mature, and I'm very not. And we're only like a year apart. And it's really sad to see the mature divide between us.
I mean, it's also the fact, okay, we need to think about the way I was the middle child. I had two older siblings and one younger sibling, but there was like kind of not really big age gaps, but there was like 8 years between me and my older sister.
Mm-hmm.
So there were like conflicts with that. I also did musical theater. Mm-hmm. The drama that ensues from that is something in itself.
Mm-hmm.
So like I've always had to deal with like stupid little petty drama. And so now I'm just very good at dealing with it.
Yeah. Justice for theater kids, because I love theater kids so much.
You shouldn't. We're disgusting. I'm so glad I am out of that realm. I'm glad that people don't think I'm a theater kid anymore. People were like, oh, I could tell. I loved it when I was there, but like I loved being in theater and having that community, but the extra drama that amounted from it wasn't really my favorite thing, and it was just stupid people being upset about stupid things.
Yeah, but honestly, when I was in high school, the theater kids were one of the nicest groups of people. They were just so welcoming, so great.
Oh, we are so welcome. We're so welcoming. We're like, so like, oh, it about everything. But like, it was also like on the double side of the coin. If you were really, really like close with everybody, everybody had like shit on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wronged somebody, it would come out in the open and everybody would know about it. Or you could not do something, or something could be misinterpreted and the rumor would still spread.
Mm. Yeah, I wasn't really a part of any group in high school because I was busy being extremely mentally ill. So I was just kind of like, I'm just going to kind of silently suffer all of high school and be alone.
Fair enough. Maybe it wasn't the healthiest decision, but it was a decision.
I know. Literally in my high school episode where I talked about like my high school experience, I was like, this is terrible. Like, I just, oh, so many mistakes. Don't be like me. Be like Lauren.
Oh, I was a different breed in high school. I was built different, but in the wrong way. It was like, I was like a Rubik's Cube that somebody rearranged and never fixed.
I think that's fun.
I think it amounts to a lot of my trauma. Like, but the thing is, at my high school, I did not have a bad reputation. Everybody liked me. They always thought of me as nice. They thought of me as like, oh, Lauren, the girl who's in choir and does musicals. Like, I had a very positive reputation. There were like maybe like two people who didn't like me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I spoke out against the fact that they were stupid for supporting President Trump. So, ex-President Trump.
Uh-huh.
People were like, Lauren's like stupid. She doesn't know what she's talking about. This was coming from the person who got John Legend and John Lennon confused. So I really don't take men's opinions into account in general senses, but if you can't tell the difference between those two people, because it was like a history lesson, right? They're like, oh yeah. They're like, oh, John Lennon, the one who's married to Chrissy Teigen. She's really fucking hot. And my teacher just like stands there. He's like, no, that's John Legend. And don't say that in my class. Thank you, Ryan.
Oh, not a Ryan.
Oh, a Ryan.
Ew.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah, people, he didn't like me. But I mean, what was that going to affect me by? Nothing.
Yeah. Who cares?
Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to cry about it when I like bully you? Probably.
Yeah. Call him a piss baby.
I would. If I ever saw him again, I'd probably be like, oh, hey, piss baby. Can you tell the difference between John Legend and John Lennon now?
Oh.
How do you feel about your president getting the 25th Amendment and impeached again?
Yeah.
You'll be a loser. I would just go at him because, like, what are you going to do? Hit me? Do it.
See, this is what I mean with the confrontation. She's so good at it. I'm just like, I can't do it. But Lauren's like, no, I'm ready for a fight at all times.
I mean, I know I'm tiny. I can pack a punch, but also you'll get in a lot of trouble if you, first of all, swing first.
Mm-hmm.
And hitting.
Get them to swing first so you can press charges.
Exactly. Period. You get them to swing first. And once that happens, I'll have keys. I have a police baton I could use. I will break your kneecaps. Don't come at me.
Say goodbye to your kneecaps.
I think that part of me being like, I'll break your fucking kneecaps comes from my Shameless phase that I went through. Because my favorite character was Mickey. He was so aggressive. He was short. He was a short king. He would break your fucking kneecaps if he needed to. And I think that was a personality trait I shouldn't have taken, but did anyways.
Yeah. Honestly, I should watch Shameless. I'm finishing up talking about shows. Me and Lauren do have a couple shows in common, but I did not go through a Shameless phase, but my mom did. But I'm on season 13 of Criminal Minds. I just started it on Hulu.
I love that show more than I love most things.
My mom just started it and she's like, does anybody die? And I'm like, girl, I'm not telling.
Exactly. Don't spoil the show for her.
I'm not.
She has to experience that trauma in real time.
Literally. I'm like, girl, it's going to get a little hairy. It is.
I mean, do we really want to talk about something we could talk about is, have you heard the theory about how spoiler alert, skip over this section if you have not seen Criminal Minds, because these are gonna be major spoilers.
Yeah.
How there was like the theory, it was like before Haley had died that she was cheating on Hotch.
No,
you didn't hear about that? Okay, so it's in, I believe it's in the episode where she does die, but you know how like the home phone rings, he picks it up and he's like, hello, and nobody says anything, and like Hotch picks up the phone because the home phone rings, and then it hangs up, and then Haley's phone in her purse rings and she's like, I have to go.
Oh my
God. There's a theory that Haley was cheating on Hotch.
No. Oh, that episode literally took me to hell and back.
Ironic, because there's a two-parter episode that's to hell and back, Grace.
I know.
No. I think the one that emotionally destroyed me more than any other episode ever could was when Jason Gideon died.
That one hurt, but I expected it.
That hurts the Reed stand in me more than anything else.
Yeah. The thing that hurt me the most was the whole Derek thing. Oh, God.
JJ's storyline is also really sad, like when she gets kidnapped and has the miscarriage.
Oh my God, that was so, they all went through it.
But Spencer the most, because they said, fuck this kid.
Oh my God,
his poor life.
I know, and Emily Prentice, you know, what a bad bitch. What a baddie. I want to be Emily Prentice.
Just in general life.
She's such a baddie.
It's a good goal, I would say.
She's like so, and I like JJ, and you know what, I liked Elle. I don't care what anybody says.
You have
her.
Said that before. I didn't mind Elle. Like, definitely. You know who I hated, though?
Who?
Like, just because she was stupid? Agent Seavers.
Everyone hated her. Everyone hated her.
Like, she just really just like, she's like, oh, my dad was a serial killer. Like, okay.
And what do you bring to the table?
And what about it? What about it? Do you bring getting almost killed by an unsub?
Yeah, literally. That's the only one that I had a little problem with. But Elle, she was just a men hater. And I was like, queen.
quite literally, yeah. I was like, aw, bestie.
She got fired because she did what needed to be done.
Oh, exactly. But they're like, you kind of fucked up there. She was like, I think I was resolving my own trauma with my gun.
Literally. And what
I can appreciate
what he said to her. Before, like, she, him, I was like, you deserve that. I would have done it too.
Yeah, I think a lot of, like, even though, like, I'm very much for gun regulation, I feel like a lot of my problems could be solved with a Glock. Like, whether I use it on myself or, whether I use it on myself or other people, I mean, my problems will be solved.
Not that. Oh, Jesus. But yeah, Criminal Minds, I do need to start Shameless after I'm done with my little Criminal Minds thing. I don't want to finish it.
Oh, it's honestly, like, watching it, like, definitely, it doesn't feel like it was real, like, the ending.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, a satisfying ending in a way, because they had, like, a little, like, because this isn't really a spoiler, it's kind of, like, what they did in, like, most season finales. They had a little dinner at Papa Rossi's house, so it was, like, a nice little, like, feel good, you know?
That's so fitting. Okay. My little Italian man.
I love him. He is my favorite. Like, I always hate when people compare him and Gideon, because I'm like, you really cannot compare the two, because they are two sides of a coin.
I know. Literally, they both did their job immaculately. Different storylines. Both wonderful.
Papa Rossi, he's a bit more of, like, you know, a player. He had the three wives.
I was like, hello. I know you're getting good with the ladies.
That's like, hey, King.
And he's rich. I know he's rich as hell.
Oh, yeah. He's an author. Like, but then, like, Gideon had his birds and chess.
Oh, what a sweet man.
Oh, my God. You remember the episode where we found out that he named his kid after Dave?
Oh, chill.
That destroyed me. I was, like, crying.
I know. Oh, that show. My mom, her favorite character so far, she's only on season one, is... Gideon. I was like, damn, I thought you'd be a Hotch girl.
Hotch is super sexy, though.
Hotch is sexy. Let's have that conversation.
Thomas Gibson.
Every time I see him on my For You page, I'm like, you're sexy.
I'm like, hey, King, who's your son? Move him out of the way.
Yeah. Do you know that audio that goes, don't want your, I want his daddy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Thomas Gibson, please hit me up.
Thomas Gibson, I am free any day of the week. I will be free the rest of my life just for you.
I know. I feel like he was so smart in the show, but in real life, he's such a dilf himbo.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He is the biggest dilf himbo, I think. I think he just, like, the fact that he, like, bullies his son on TikTok is my favorite thing. He just duets his videos and just, like, stares at him.
I know. Get him, Thomas.
You tell him, bestie.
Literally. But his son is probably, like, our age, and we're like, can we please see your father?
Oh, he is our age. I believe he's actually your age. I believe he's 19.
Oh, that's so unsettling.
I just, like, because the thing is, when you think about it, like, there's no way that Thomas Gibson would hook up with us, because we are the same age as his son.
I know. But do you know what just transpired? Lucy Hale's relationship, that man is 20 years older than her.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris Evans.
Hey, Matthew B. Goobler.
I would literally, there's not a lot of men that I would beg for. Y'all hear me? Okay. I'll only say it once. I wouldn't beg for Harry Styles. I would take a bullet for that man. Everyone knows we are both literally our devotion to him.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't beg.
Oh, no. If it happened, it would happen, but I would not beg for him. I have two men I would beg for. It's Chris Evans. I'd beg for, like, something like you, me, and him. That'd be really fun.
Wee-wee.
But Sebastian Stan is a man who I would just, like, I would do a dance on top of that dick.
Literally, I, honestly, the only man that I would beg for is Chris Evans. That's the only man that I would literally be like, please.
Not our Pat?
He's engaged.
Okay, but in a perfect world.
In a perfect world, I would beg for about 5 minutes. And if he didn't give in, he is a Taurus, so they're known to give in. I would beg for 5 minutes.
It would work.
And it would work. But Miss Suki, I respect you too much.
Oh, exactly. No homewreckers.
No, absolutely not. But with Christopher, there's no home to wreck. I just go in, I open the door, I say, hey, Dodger.
Wait, did you see what I sent you?
Yeah.
That had me in tears this morning.
I was literally crying.
But yeah. Oh, speaking of homewreckers.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you want to talk about Miss Swift right now? Because while she did not homewreck.
Yeah.
Her home has been wrecked before. Multiple times, actually.
Her home was in shambles.
her home has been in a wreck with Joe Jonas, Jake Gyllenhaal. There was the Calvin Harris, Tom Hiddleston tea. Yeah. Miss Getaway Car.
Oof.
But yes. Do we want to dive into the Swift topic?
We're going to dive into Miss Swift. Go ahead.
Okay. So as we all know, me and Grace are from Pennsylvania, as we stated earlier in the episode, and Miss Swift is also from Pennsylvania. So we're all like little Pennsylvania, little bumpkin girlies. And it's just like one of those things where like, it's like so odd to me that some people still just do not like her for whatever reason. I think it's just because they hate women and they're misogynistic.
Mm-hmm. Speak on it.
I think, but like the thing is like, I understand if you like don't like her music, but if you don't like her as a person and just like been able to respect all the things that she's gone through throughout her career in music, whether it be the Kanye thing, which is a whole topic in itself. Mm-hmm. The Scooter Braun and Scott Borchetta thing. Literally, you can go into any of these topics, but I think the fact that she has been running the game for so many years, and she is still coming with new things and being like, you know what, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And we're like, okay. Like, the fact that she released two albums in 2020, and, like, they were surprise albums at that,
mm-hmm.
and they topped the charts.
She's so powerful.
Not many other people can do that.
Uh-huh.
Not many other people can pull it off.
Nobody.
Nobody's ever tried it before, though. That's the thing. But, like, Taylor Swift, you know, I'm going to release two albums in 1 year, and it's going to see how it goes.
She's a Sagittarius, and she's ballsy.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is like, it's been so interesting to kind of, like, grow up with her. Because
mm-hmm.
you have liked Taylor Swift for as long as since debut, correct?
Yes.
So, we both grew up from ages, like, 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
To being 19 and 20 and being like, yeah, Taylor Swift,
literally just seeing, she's just like one of those women that you hope to like even have a sliver of what she is as a person. Like, you just know she's good person.
Oh yeah. Like, no, I read this a while back. Like, it was during the early months of the pandemic, she mm-hmm. sent several fans money, like $2,000.
She said, I'm charitable.
Like, Harry would never. I'm sorry, but he wouldn't. Like, am I wrong, though? Harry would not send multiple fans over $2,000 to help them because they lost their jobs.
He's an enigma, and he's sitting in the back of the room, and he's going to stay there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But the thing is, like, when you think about it, also bringing up Harry and within the Taylor topic, I think a lot of the reason Harry and One Direction stans do not like Taylor is because she was getting that dick.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone hates somebody that takes away their opportunity, even though we don't have an opportunity.
Oh, exactly. And, like, the thing is, people are like, oh, Taylor was fake. Taylor was da-da-da-da. Fuck Taylor. Fuck Taylor for that. Babe, I don't think that was a publicity stunt. Have you heard 1989?
Just listen to 1989 and you'll be a Haler.
Have you heard Two Ghosts?
Oh. Yeah.
Same Babe, with that's not Taylor.
Same eyes blue.
Exactly.
Speak on it.
Speak on it.
But I think, honestly, when I love Haler, I think her and Joe are absolutely endgame, and I don't think Harry was right. I still don't think he is. I think they're very, very different.
Oh yeah, no, I was a Haler when it happened, and I'm like, I joke about Haler supremacy and Haler nation now, but I know that Joe is her one true pairing, and I love them together because you can see just how genuinely happy she is and how stable the relationship is to be able to write a masterpiece like Happiness that tore me apart.
Literally.
Like, I don't know many other couples that could be like, yeah, let's write a bunch of breakup songs together and then just like go fuck. Like, like, because you know that's what they did.
Yeah, I just love seeing her comfortable.
Oh yeah, and watching the Miss Americana doc was really so eye-opening to me, because like in her 1989 phase, like we were like, what, like 14?
Mm-hmm.
Like 14 and 13, I didn't process like how skinny she was until I rewatched the documentary.
I know. And just hearing her, Taylor Swift is really one of those people for me where if I were to meet her, I would just like, I would want to thank her, but I just want to be like, girl, I am so sorry for everything that the industry put you through. And the fact that you're still so strong as a person, like she was torn up she started so young and she was torn up.
Oh, she was chewed up and spit back out.
Literally.
And the thing is like, and that kind of like everything, like she was good for a while. She was doing the country thing, but then she switched over to like started doing some pop stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then everybody's favorite narcissist, Kanye West, comes up on the stage when she was trying to give her speech. And he completely embarrasses this 19-year-old. Like, if that happened to me at 19, I would never step on stage again.
Yeah, I would. That would give me so much anxiety. I would be like, get off of here, you angry little man.
But she was so respectful about it. Like, and only after a little bit did she start saying, like, she wanted to be excluded from the narrative because she didn't really want to give any more fire to fuel the fire. Mm-hmm. And she was trying to be mature about it. And then all the Taylor's, and then the... Then Famous was about to be recorded and there was the doctored phone call. And then Taylor was like, I never heard that lyric. I never did that. And then the Taylor Swift is a snake thing came out. Like, I remember when the Taylor Swift is over party was trending on Twitter. Like, I vividly remember that night.
Mm-hmm.
And then much recently, I believe it happened in like mid quarantine. Kris Jenner released the full phone call.
Queen!
And she was like, yeah, here's the full phone call if anybody was wondering where it was. And he never mentioned the lyric to her. And the fact that it came out that she was right all along is really just, like, so satisfying to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, wow, maybe people should have believed her.
Yeah.
And then, like, she's just been through so much. Like, the not owning her own music, the sexual assault, like... There's so much that she has been through. And the fact that she's so, as the person and being in the spotlight for the longest time, like she hasn't been able to do she doesn't have any privacy.
Absolutely.
But the little bits of privacy that she's been able to get, like I just love it for her. Like I've been so genuinely proud of her because I know I couldn't do that.
Oh, I would crumble. First of all, having Miss Swift is a worldwide household name. Like everyone, if you ask anyone, hey, you know Taylor Swift, they'll be like, yeah. And me, who has like a droplet of clout, if anybody said anything to me like Dank Race is over party for no reason, like they did with her, for no reason, she did not deserve that, I would not be able to handle it. Like I'm not even being dramatic when I say that I would slip into a depressive state and the things that would happen would not be good. So the fact that she was able to have the whole world attack her and still be like, yeah, I'm okay. What the fuck?
Exactly. My thing is like, I have been brutally attacked on Twitter on like a small, small scale. So the fact that it were like the entire world being like, fuck this bitch, I wouldn't have a Reputation era. I'd have a Lawrence dead and 6 feet under era.
Literally me too. I don't understand how people can have so many people attacking them on such a large scale and just be like, yeah, I'm okay. Like, what?
Yeah, like, what do you mean you're okay?
Yeah, I could truly never. So the moment, if I ever get attacked, y'all, don't ask me where I am because I'm not here.
But, like, it's just, like, one of those things where, like, while, like, the downfall, quote-unquote, with Taylor Swift was so, so bad, she came out of it being in love.
Queen.
And being able to, like, be, like, especially, like, with, like, and, like, in Reputation, the Reputation's album specifically. And then, like, I believe it's in Don't Blame Me, like, she talks about how her reputation's ever been worse. No, it's in Delicate. So he must like me for me. Like, the fact that, like, she found somebody who genuinely likes her as a person and not just because she's Taylor Swift. And not just because, oh, I'm going to get clout from dating you. Like, and I did something bad. Like, there are so many people who have used her because she has the status she does. Or, like, we could talk about the two men that I hate the most, but the one that I have a little bit of guilt for because he's so, so sexy.
Say it. We're going to ruffle some feathers.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal, I hate him. But I will say that Donnie Darko and some of his movies are some of my favorite movies. I just don't like him as a person. I can like his work, but not him as a person.
And that's okay.
And then, oh, the number one person who I hate the most in this entire celebrity world, Mr. John Mayer.
John Mayer, that was fucked up. She was
19.
She was a child.
She was your age, Grace.
Yeah.
And he said.
That is so fucked up.
It's just like, I don't understand why people are like, oh, like, she should have known to not mess with another guy. Like, dude, she was 19.
She was, I don't care what anybody says, that was grooming.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that, like, I just don't, and like, to be honest, though, we did, like, while I do hate those two men, that we did get two of my favorite ones of all time for her, from her with those
thank two you, relationships. Taylor.
thank you, Taylor, for going through trauma for us. But, like, but then I also look at it in other ways, is like, oh, I had a little, you know, like, mentally ill spiral during quarantine, and I really like this kid. And for whatever reason, I chose to ignore the fact that he was, like, a really big John Mayer stan.
Oh, no.
And I should have seen that as a sign, being a very big Taylor Swift stan, and very much like, fuck John Mayer at all times.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, my brain decided to be like, oh, maybe he's not that bad. Turned out he was worse. Turns out I had both a Dear John and the moment I knew with this kid,
mm-hmm.
which didn't feel too great, but it's okay. We're moving past it. We're moving on to better things.
Better things, better men.
Better things, better men, not boys.
Period. Let him know.
Oh, yeah. I could talk about, I don't think he would listen to this. I could talk about that situation.
As long as there's no names, go ahead.
Oh, the moment I knew, boy, August Boy, he has a couple different, From the Dining Table Boy is another one. He has a lot of songs, a lot of heartbreak songs associated with him. Which, okay, so basically this kid, I met him around this time, around November of 2019. It was right before Thanksgiving break, and we were like, and he came to my college because his friend was here, and then whatever, he left that night. He left that night. We covered his hickeys, not from me, from a different girl. And then, like, he started talking to me around this time. And it was probably a week before spring break and also a week before the shutdown. But he called me. He FaceTimed me. He was like, hey, do you want to come down to Miami? I was like, I have finals. And I have midterms. I was like, I can't really come. He's like, I'll pay for it. I'll fly you to Miami. I was like, I would be killed if I did that, which sometimes I regret that I didn't go because that would have been very fun, but I feel like it would have also been very bad in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then we went, but then like, I didn't go. Then I went on my spring break and then the entire country shut down. So then I started to be like, okay, I'm going to start sending NSW pics like streaks and had like a roster of like six guys.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys was this kid, and he was the one who lasted the longest because I ended up cutting off everybody else to focus on him.
Yeah.
And that ended up not turning out very well because from March to like mid-June, we were talking every day, FaceTiming weekly, sometimes twice a week, kind of just like literally talking every single day. And as we know, I create and make very really bad attachment issues, so I got attached to this kid. And like we were like doing the whole like basically dating thing without actually calling a label on it. So basically, yeah. Situationship is like what I like to refer to that situation as.
Mm-hmm.
And then around mid-June, completely nothing. Ghosted totally and completely. I have not even heard from him since, and it is now February of 2021. Which I find so, so shocking to be the fact, and it messes with my head sometimes because I'm like, was I like mistaken? Was it in my head? Like, what, did I just make this up because I'm mentally ill? But I don't think I did, because so many people who I know who experienced a relationship, whether it be on FaceTime or like I would tell them about it, they're like, no, Lauren, like that seemed like a genuine thing, dude. I'm like, okay, so it's not the mental illness this time. But it's like one of those things where like I don't have any hard feelings against this kid. Like, yeah, I was sad for a while, but like, you know, things don't work out and I'm just more so miss having a friendship there. But like there's no way for me to repair it because I feel like even if now I were to get an apology, I'd be like, this is like too late almost.
Yeah.
Because like how am I supposed to, it's almost been a year since everything kind of started.
Mm-hmm.
How are we gonna ever get back to anything?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, and Grace, you've heard about the situation multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were here in the early stages of me like trying to get over it.
Yeah, I was. And all I gotta say is I've been through a similar situation and it does hurt because you're like, damn, I really, like, you get invested in it quickly.
It's so enticing because, like, it's like, oh, and this guy was very attractive. I'm going to be honest. He was, like model status almost. He's actually modeled before. But anyway.
He was sexy. I've seen pictures.
And he was rich.
Yeah, very enticing for the girls.
And I was smarter than him, so I had dominance over him.
But it is, and then once, like, they just drop you out of nowhere, you're kind of like, damn, it makes you think. It's like, what did I do?
Exactly. I kept being like, what did I do? Did I do something wrong? Was it something I said, did, or how I acted? Was I too clingy? Was it my Pisces moon that really got in the way of the mental illness?
Yeah, he's not talking to you. He goes, it's that Pisces moon. I'm gonna stop talking to her.
He was like, this bitch clingy. She's clingy and clinically mentally ill.
Yeah, I don't talk about relationships a lot just because in general or on my TikTok or on my podcast because I don't know. We all know I keep a secret. I said before we started, I'm multifaceted, but I only share one facet. It's because I feel like everyone's been hurt before by whether it be a boy, girl, or whoever.
Whatever your preference.
Whatever your preference is. And it hurts just because you're like, it makes you like want to reevaluate who you are as a person almost. You're like, okay, why wasn't I enough? And that's the question that hurts. That's the question that hurts.
Oh, yeah. Like, the thing is like, that's the thing though, because like referring it also back to Taylor Swift, that also gives you a chance to reinvent yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I did the under part of my hair like darker. Like I did things to be like, you know, I'm going to be a little bit not self-destructive, but I'm going to better myself in a way that I'm like, okay, I'm going to make myself just cooler. Like I'm going to make you regret your decision.
Period. I'm dyeing my hair. Fuck you.
Could you, like, and the thing is, like, it's, like, one of those things where I'm, like, you know what, like, it's kind of, like, a reputation era. Like, I'm going to reinvent myself, and I'm going to make you regret your decisions.
Yeah, and this is so corny, and everyone says this, but literally every time that you are hurt, whether it's by a person or just an event in your life, it's an opportunity to grow, and I know
exactly.
That's, people are, like, oh, my God, literally shut up, but once you come out of the other end, like, we can go back to me and you and trauma during high school.
Oh yeah.
We're not the same people as we were when we were going through that.
Oh yeah. Thank God for that.
Yeah. Thank God.
Like, that is the thing. Like, even though I'm getting it covered, I do have a tattoo that says trust the process. And I do genuinely believe in that statement in a way, but like, it's just tied to something that I don't really believe or support in anymore because just like finding out like more into it just wasn't the most positive experience for most people. So like the thing is, it's like one of those things I think about. I'm like, you know what, like I do trust the process and think everything happens for a reason and there's a reason things don't work out, and I need to keep that in mind only because like if I don't, then how will I be better for the next situation if I'm in a similar one? Mm-hmm. Like it's part about like you grow through what you go through, to throw out another cliche, but it's so true because I've been through enough trauma for like two lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
I've had enough family death for two lifetimes.
Yeah.
And I've been through like really bad mentally ill spells of like hurting myself and all these different things and I've been through a psychologically and emotionally abusive relationship. Like I've been through so many things and sexual harassment and so many like big things that have happened before I even like turned. That was even before I turned 18 for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I was just through, is hit after hit after hit after hit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I thought I was down for the count for a while. I was like, you know what? What's the point?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm glad that I'm here now. And like, it's, I'm a cooler person. I am able to help people through going through similar situations now.
Mm-hmm.
And that does help with, you know, the degree I want to, I think definitely a lot of my trauma does, it's a streamline into the fact I want to be a psychologist.
Yeah.
And I'm going absolutely to school for, and I just want to help people because I know what it's like to be in those situations. So I want to be able to help people work through it rather than turning to unhealthy coping mechanisms. While I did have them, I do know other ways to do things now.
Yes, absolutely. And going, finding people that can relate to your past situations. Like I know Lauren said she went through a lot of family loss. And when I met Lauren, I was going through so much, and just having a person there, even though we literally met, when did we meet? November. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
That wasn't that long ago. And the fact that I did lose both of my grandparents within the span of a month, and the fact that a girl that I met a month before, I FaceTimed her literally every night, and just having a person there that you can relate to and be like, oh, you did go through similar experiences. Like, I'm not alone. It's so beneficial. So no matter who that is, it can be a girl that you met a month before, you know, form that attachment.
Get that healthy attachment. It'll end up being healthy at some point.
Literally. And look at us now.
Well, look at us now. Still mentally ill, but mentally ill together.
Literally. And literally, I'm realizing now that like half of my friends are psych majors, and I'm like, that's speaking to something.
We really look for the mentally ill people so we can be like, okay, I'm going to secretly help you without actually trying to help you, but it's going to be little things every now and then.
Literally, the people that I'm closest with are all psych majors. It's so sickening.
You know, I'm going to get you open up and not realize you're opening up.
Oh, I hate when my therapist does that. When I say something that I'm like, oh, you bitch.
See, I do it, but I don't do it that often because I do know that, because like, honestly, I'm going to be real. I do have manipulative tendencies.
I feel like everyone does.
Oh, everybody does. But I like know how to do it very sneakily. And I like know how to like get things out of people that maybe they wouldn't tell me originally. But it's more so, I don't use it in a malicious way. I do it in a beneficial way where it's going to help them in the long run. Because I'm not a snitch. I will not. Like, I've had people before who like have told me like, oh, I'm going to report you to guidance if you don't do this, this, and this. For like when I was like going through a lot of other things. I'm like, not the way to go about it. That's how I'm going to not tell you anything ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've had like people joke about it. Like our friend Mare, she one time threatened to call the police on me if I didn't eat.
Yeah. That's,
like, it's just like, it's like two sides of a coin. Like there's a point where you're like, you can either joke about it or you're going to like look at me down the eye and be like, if you don't stop this, I'm going to report you to guidance.
Yeah. And I feel like whenever I see Zodiac videos and they're like super manipulative, I'm like, every human has the capacity to manipulate. It's human nature to do what you need to do to get what you want. That's like human biology.
Oh, it's the selfishness. It's the egotistical nature of humans. Literally. They're like, what can I do to benefit myself in the long run?
Literally.
And you're going to do it.
To be selfish. We have to learn to not be.
Oh, exactly. You have to learn to be altruistic.
Yeah, some people are like, oh, Cancers, you know what? This is not a Cancer. And people say all the time that Leos and Cancers don't get along, but me and Lauren are literally best friends.
I think the only reason, like, I think one of the big reasons, though, is because of my Pisces moon.
But that's the only little water droplet that you have in your big old chart.
Yeah, but it's my bit, it's in my big three. It's my emotion, it's the emotions. Like, it's the side, it's the sign that controls my emotions. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to.
Yeah, I tell Lauren all the time, if she didn't have that, we wouldn't be friends.
She does. Chris is like, yeah, if you didn't have that, you'd be out.
Yeah, but
you would have been kicked off the island.
This is proof that Leos and Cancers do get along.
Just depending proof on your other placements, basically. Yeah,
don't judge people by their sun signs.
Get the big three at least.
Yeah, at least. At least. Okay. We have a little bit of time left, so let's talk about astrology and Marvel. I want to get into that with you.
Astrology and Marvel. Okay, so what do we want to talk about with me with astrology? Because I have a lot of, I don't have many hot takes, but I do have some.
No, I think we need to go over, and this is, if any of our besties are listening, and we say your sign is our least favorite, we're not talking about you. What is your favorite and least favorite sign in general?
I mean, okay, so I think I have a different answer for each of, like, you know, the, what's it called? Each of, like, the genders, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say that my least favorite, for the most part, are, like, let's go with men first, because that's easy. So I love a Sagittarius man, even though they're the most toxic for me. I love them so much. It's something about their energy, something about the fact that they're, like, kind of, like, assholes, and I'm just like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was just like, it's like so attractive to me that you can be like mean. But like, it's like, it's the whole like flirting, like bully flirting thing that I really like.
Yeah.
And then least favorite for guys, I really like, I really don't, I don't know many guys who have like different signs. Like I have very, it's very much like a lot of my guy friends are the same sign.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say probably just because I've, it's so hard because I want to say Gemini, but I've also been talking to this Gemini who I really, really like, but there's also a Gemini who I have a severe amount of trauma with.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'd probably say Gemini, but like not all Geminis.
Yeah. I feel like Geminis can go either way. That's their nature, you know?
Oh yeah. It's twins. Yeah.
It's the twins.
And then I would say probably also just because probably my favorite female sign is probably also Sagittarius.
Yeah, I do love a Sag woman.
Because me and Lydia are like besties. Me and Lydia live the same life.
Yeah.
And she is somebody who I'm like so, so close to. And I've had other close relationships with Sagittarius women mm-hmm. that have been like so strong.
Yeah.
And then it's so hard for like women when it comes to my least favorite. Because I've had like, because I'm trying to like take out my personal trauma with it. But that also takes a very big thing. Being like, oh, it's my least favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that I want to say Taurus only because there's a girl who I went to high school with who was like very much, she was not the nicest person, but she was fake nice.
Oh, okay.
Like I have a little story. So one time some of us all in the same grade were all supposed to go hang out. We had talked about it like in the choir office all together, being like, oh, let's just do this. Then I see later on my Snapchat story, they're all hanging out without me. I did not get an invite text. I didn't get anything. So It did hurt my feelings. And then I kind of like confronted her about it. I was like, thanks for the invite, by the way. I was ballsy about it because I was an asshole in high school to my friends. I'm going to be honest. Like, I was not nice, but I think it was also because I was going through a lot. And while that isn't an excuse,
mm-hmm.
it was something that I used as being like, okay, but da-da-da-da-da, you know? Absolutely. How about you, Grace?
Okay. I also, I'm a Cancer. We know this, but I have a myriad of Gemini placements. Every astrology guru that I've talked to has said, you are a Gemini. Because my Mercury's, literally, I have so much, and my first and second house are both in Gemini. So very much, Cancer is my, actually, that's a lie. I'm a Scorpio moon, so I won't say that. But I love Sagittariuses, just all of them. Every single Sagittarius that I meet, I just, I absolutely love. Like, I'm obsessed with them.
In love with them. They're so enticing. You fall in love.
Literally, I could go. And they don't, they're like, I'm obsessed with them. And they're kind of like,
they're like,
this bitch.
They're like, feelings, what are they?
Yeah. And I'm like, no, like, please love me back. But I love them. I really do love Tauruses. I love Taurus men and Taurus women. My grandma was a Taurus and she was my twin flame.
Mm-hmm.
So Sagittarius and Taurus. I also love Virgo women, hate Virgo men.
Shout out to Maya. Hey, Maya.
Hey, Maya. There's another one. Oh, Capricorn women. I've had multiple negative experiences with Capricorn women. And I'm not saying that all of them are, that all Capricorn women are bad. Absolutely not. I know there's some good ones, but just every Capricorn woman that I've met has been bad to me.
Well, not all, because Miss Cat is
Miss Cat, I love you.
but you know what I found? So I was looking for, because I knew I had something on it. I have a tweet from like 2018 of the signs based off of people I know. Would you like me to go through that?
Mm-hmm.
So you have Aries. They're confident, hilarious, personable, talkative, very smart in different ways, and can be bossy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We have Taurus. They're loyal as fuck. They're blunt. They're stubborn, typically hardworking, and they're affectionate because they are the sign of love. Gemini, they're petty as hell, misunderstood, can be know-it-alls and obnoxious, but they're very intuitive, adaptable to situations, and they know all the tea even before it happens, and they can't admit that they're wrong. Cancers, they're loyal as fuck, they're emotional, they're sensitive, really sympathetic and empathetic, very imaginative, very, very kind, and also very intuitive. People are typically drawn to them. Leos. They are very talkative, a lot of time about themselves, likes attention, small and large doses, fucking obnoxious, creative, generous, often very caring. Virgo, needs organization, needs to analyze and assess every situation, very reserved, also modest and practical, able to figure out situations, can't accept praise, conscious of the things they do. Libra, intimidating, good at conversations, carefree, is here for a good time, not a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpio, they're intense, but in a good way, probably the best friend you'll ever have. Some of them are the most attractive signs, personality and looks-wise, can be stubborn at times, but they're really, really passionate. Sagittarius, adventurous, literally cannot sit still. You look at these people and think they need a fucking Xanax. Blunt as fuck, they have dry-ass humor. They love a challenge, too fucking stubborn, and then they're ambitious. Capricorns are dry as fuck. They get their shit done, though. They're sarcastic dicks, but you love them anyways. They're really, really smart and helpful. Aquarius, smart as hell, very humanitarian-y. Want to help everyone, can be flaky as fuck, kind, but they're funny. And then we have Pisces. They're sweet as hell, really flirty, caring, imaginative, daydreamers, super sensitive, creative as fuck, and low-key crazy.
Mm. Yeah,
I think
that's a good summarization. That was good. And I don't like Pisces men, but I like Pisces women. Miss Kobe, we are literally the same person. And I love Geminis, especially Geminis with a Cancer Mercury. Oh, please hit me up. But
I mean, hey, you just described the kid who I'm talking to, so.
Ooh, hey.
Gemini with a Cancer Mercury.
I love it. But and I don't like Libra men. Libra men burn. That's my least favorite. If I meet a Libra man, I will run away. Immediately. I won't even, people are like, oh, don't judge off of, I say don't judge people off their sun sign. Libra men, I'm gone. There's like a thing of smoke where I ran away.
Not the thing of smoke.
And yeah, but we both love it. Who is your... Describe your perfect big three to me in a human.
My perfect big... That's hard, though.
I know. Especially in a man. If you met a man and you had to design his big three.
Sagittarius sun.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, just because I probably need it in my life, probably also a Pisces moon. Hey, mm-hmm. Lydia, with the first two. And then I would say probably a Gemini rising.
Gemini rising.
Let me see if I actually described Lydia's chart, because I may have just.
Lydia, yeah, we have gone through this. If anyone in the group chat was to date, it would be Lydia and Lauren.
Me and Lydia being like, you know what? Maybe we are gay, but it's okay. It's okay. It's fine. We like it. No, she's a Virgo ascendant, so I did not perfectly describe Lydia's big three. That would have been embarrassing.
Lydia would be listening like, wait a damn minute.
Lydia
would
be like, wait a second. Is Lauren exposing that she likes me on Grace's pod?
On the pod, not on the pod. Literally. Yeah. Okay, my perfect.
A triple Taurus.
A triple Taurus. I was thinking about this. I think... Honestly, I would marry a Gemini man. They're just so fun.
I mean, like, the thing is, like, I really have not had that many experiences with Gemini men, like, other than, like, this kid who I'm talking to right now, and then, like, the one who caused me a severe amount of trauma. So I really, like, can't decipher it, because, like, this one kid is, like, he's, like, amazing.
Yeah.
And, like, you've heard about it. I've told you.
I do know.
He's just great, and I just don't know if that's gonna be like, oh, maybe I'm like, hey, Gemini man, for the rest of my life, or it's gonna be this one time.
I love Gemini Man. I would marry Gemini Man. Moon, it would have to be in Scorpio like me, so we can both have really unstable mental health together. And or maybe a Cancer moon, maybe. Or maybe, maybe a Taurus. Maybe a Taurus moon. But if you have that Cancer Mercury with that Gemini sun, please marry me.
You please hit me up. I'm free any of the week.
Any day of the week. Just because they are funny with the Gemini, but they communicate so nicely and like so sweet with the Cancer Mercury. It's just an immaculate pairing. So I would have to say. But rising, maybe a Sag rising. No, that's too chaotic with the Gemini.
Well, you know what? That could be fun though. That could be really fun.
If it was like a Gemini sun, Cancer moon, Sag rising, then I would be able to handle it. But yeah, let's talk about Marvel. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, hey.
I'm so excited for that. I'm so excited.
I'm gonna shit and piss.
It's gonna be both of us together just simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
I am so excited. I really like, I cannot describe to you the way how much I love Sebastian Stan. Like, he is one of my ultimate comfort humans. I'd also let him rail me to death. Mm-hmm. Like, if I have to go out some way, I'm going to be fucking Sebastian Stan.
Sebastian Stan, this is not a threat.
I mean, if you want to kill me, just fuck me first.
Oh, Jesus. But yeah, I'm so excited. I just love Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan on screen together. They have really
good. Oh my God. Screen. They're like an old married couple.
And I love it. I love it.
Like, they literally just like fight. I'm just like, this is so lovers. This is so enemies to lovers.
I know. They're so good together, and that's why I'm so excited. But we also need to start WandaVision, because I know Emily was grilling me on the pod. She was like, girl, come on.
Not the grilling on the pod.
That is so crazy. But
it's just so crazy to me, the way that, like, we are just, like, it bewilders me how comfortable we all are with each other. Like, the fact that we, like, do sleepovers, and I'm like, okay, we're going to live our lives on a screen together.
Literally, you guys, it's so bad. Do you want to know what we do? We literally start a Zoom. Me and Lauren, no, what did we do? We watched a movie with Miss Emily, Miss Ticketmaster, and then we got off of the Zoom. We were like, all right, good night. And then I FaceTime Lauren, and I'm like, okay, we're going to fall asleep, right? Sleepover. Like, I literally put this, you can't see this, but I put a pillow right where another human would sleep in my bed, like that. And I sit my laptop on it, and Lauren literally sleeps next to me on my laptop.
And that's the thing. That's what I do with you. That's what I do with Lydia. I do that with my friends. I'm like, you know what? This is a sleepover. This is what we have to deal with COVID, and also the fact that we live in different states.
Literally. And that's what we do. And it's so mentally ill, but so fun.
It's so fun. Cause like that way, like the thing is, when I wake up in the morning, sometimes most of the time Grace is gone when we do that.
Cause I close my laptop in my sleep.
She either closes her laptop in her sleep, or she has to go to class earlier than I do. Mm-hmm. So she just like hops off. But like me and Lydia, since we are in two different, we are 3 hours apart.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just like watch Lydia sleep until I have to go to class.
Yeah, I remember one day, this was like a deep in quarantine like moment. I woke up, we were both still on Zoom, and we FaceTimed for like another like 5 hours. So
we were on the entire day.
The entire day. And my parents were just like, are you gonna come down for dinner? And I'm like, no.
Not that.
But yeah, wrapping her up. This was so fun.
This is so fun. This is basically like a FaceTime call. So you basically got to sit in, except I wasn't able to name names.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I said, because she would, and I said no.
I mean, I would ruin somebody's life given the chance. If they did me dirty, I'm sorry.
But yes, yeah, so fun. Thank you so much for doing this with me, even though we would have Zoomed anyway. I just recorded a literal like FaceTime call, as you said.
Well, thank you for having me on the little pod.
No problem. Such a pleasure. I'm going to let you plug all of your socials.
Amazing. Okay, so on Twitter, I am White Tea Hoax. So like white and then the word tea, like t-shirt spelled out. So T-E-E and then hoax. I am Mirrorball Lauren on TikTok. Oh, it's a recent change. Then my Instagram is Lauren Parker, but without the E in Parker. And my name is spelled with a Y, which you'll see in the like name description.
Yes.
And then I also have a podcast of my own.
Yeah, she does.
And Grace will be on that soon enough. But yes, it is Girls in the Dub on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. It's very fun, very chaotic. It's me and my roommate Trinity. We get crazy together, basically.
Yes, they do. They are the ultimate pairing, but I will put all of her socials in the description in case anyone needs help with spelling.
I need help with spelling, so that will probably help a lot of people.
Me too. But my socials, as usual, Dank_Grace on TikTok and GraceXOwen on Instagram. Make sure you follow me on there. Thank you so much, Lauren, again.
Thank you once again, Grace. I love talking to you.
I love you, bestie. And I will see all of you back here next week for another episode of Hey LOL.